side of your phone.
It's not live.
Friggin' Guinea.
It's not live.
You're not broadcasting live, Chief.
We're live. It says end stream. We have someone watching us live.
I got nothing.
Shut up!
I got nothing.
Shut up!
I got nothing.
Shut up!
It's gone. It's not there. It's gone.
Laugh yourself!
I'm out of here, man. I'm out. The Mighty Joey G on Twitter. Peace.
Oh, everybody. Papa's Basement. John Papa Giorgio. Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
And what'd you say your name was?
I don't know.
Okay.
Dr.
I'm going to name you the way you look.
Yeah, do that.
You are a talking dog pie eater.
Nice. What kind of pie, though? That's the key.
Rhubarb.
Huckleberry? Blueberry?
Yeah, I see.
Boysenberry?
I see you as a root vegetable pie dog.
Strawberry and rhubarb?
Oh, talking dog, you're too much.
I'll give you a dollar if you can spell rhubarb correctly.
R-H-U-R-A-R-B.
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, oh,
but that's close. It's the H that gets most people.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if the Sphinx was Italian? Like, just, let me ask you something.
Let me ask you this.
How many sides on an equilateral? I don't know. I guess that's right.
Isosceles was an Egyptian god. Did you know that?
Really?
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay.
But that sounds real, doesn't it?
It's a triangle.
Yeah, Isosceles triangle. Isosceles, the Egyptian god of angles.
I'm a girl, so I'm not good at math. So.
It's okay.
You spelled rhubarb, no problem.
Yeah.
That's
right. I feel there's a loophole there for Asian girls. So you're kind of offensive right now. Sorry to the Asian women.
Oh.
You're so good at math. You're so good at math and violin and then discovering.
And chess.
Yeah. And then discovering at 21 that every white guy has yellow fever and just getting banged out by frat dudes. Wow. Well. Guys, we missed a week.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like when we miss a week plus of shows. There was a lot of stuff we missed.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
We had Shane Gillis. the quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes. It's quote unquote, right? Is
yes.
that how you say
quote,
it?
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird though? Shouldn't it be like quote end quote? You're kind of like, you're starting a quote, you're ending it. You're not undoing the quote. Like if I effed up, if I didn't want it to be quotes, I'd be like quote unquote.
Yeah.
Well, what if you keep talking? How do I know where the unquote stops? Like if I said quote unquote, John Papa George was a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
And also he's like got
to use
gray
this
hair.
As a clean episode,
like,
sir.
Where would pardon me.
That's fine.
Bleep that out.
Nah.
Piece of
you can
sublocky.
Bleep it. You can,
bleep,
I can
bleep it.
It. Okay. Bleep yeah. It. You'll learn it. You'll learn.
Piece of sloopock.
Piece.
Say whatever keeps you funny. Because you haven't found it yet.
No, it's not that. It's been a while. It's been a long journey through the valley of depression and anxiety.
If you have to drop an F-bomb to get a chuckle, that's fine.
I have no idea. What are you going to do?
Yeah. So you're saying, do you want it to be like Spanish stuff where it's like at the beginning of the sentence, upside down question mark? So you know that it's a question.
It should be different.
I can
picture you
reading with your finger under each letter and then you get to the question mark at the end. You're like, wait a minute.
This doesn't make any
wait
sense.
Wait a minute. This was interrogative of me.
Interrogative.
I'm going to have to go back mentally prepared for this.
Interrogatory.
Jesus. Yeah, so Shane Gillis got hired and fired by SNL, I think.
I have some inside family knowledge being friends with the Gillis family.
That is true.
Seriously?
Yes. Not Shane Gillis's family, but
he blew his great uncle Dobie.
Dobie? Dobie Gillis?
Dobie Gillis?
Dobie Gillis, yeah.
My God.
That was the show that Gilligan was on.
Really?
Before Gilligan's Island, The Life and Times of Dobie Gillis or something.
What?
I mean, I do remember the name Dobie Gillis.
Yeah,
that was,
what was his name?
Tobey Maguire.
No, the guy.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
That is Tobey Maguire.
Far From Home.
Yeah.
No, whoever, never mind.
But who played played Iron Man in the movie?
No.
Was it Downey Jr.? Was it?
No, it was this TV show about beatniks in the 50s.
Was it on
what, Dobie Gillis was?
Yeah.
I never watched it.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Darby O'Gill? Are you talking about Darby O'Gill?
No, Darby O'Gill. That was an Irishman.
I knew someone who was related to someone from Darby O'Gill.
Darby O'Gill?
The movie Darby O'Gill?
Yeah.
Is there a town called Darby O'Gill?
Someone acted in it. Okay, and that's our show.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We drove it. Okay, give us
we just dive right in? You want to dive right in?
No, we're going back a couple of weeks. Shane Gillis, Trump was elected.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we did a show. Trump was elected.
Trump was elected.
Nancy Kerrigan's knee.
We got Saddam Hussein. I don't know about that.
Why?
We got him.
Why?
Oof. What did he hit her with? It was like one of those collapsible batons, right?
If she's making that noise, she was hit by my dick. That's every dropped. Time my pants come down.
You really dropped
Why?
Dick there.
Yeah.
Cast iron. Cast
Why?
Iron.
I didn't think it'd be small, but this small. Why?
I mean, you're selling yourself short, man. She has a shallow cervix.
Thank you. That's, I need a woman, yeah, with like...
A 2-inch cervix.
Pretty much, yeah. The way they show like sandbar erosion. And it's just like there's no beach left. That's what I need for a cervix.
Oh,
whenever
God.
They're like
endo- the outer banks of cervix.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever they, you know, endometriosis causes all sorts of tissue to grow in the uterus and cervix. I'm just there, like keep going, keep going.
Don't Whoa. Scrape that out.
Yeah, Whoa. Exactly.
Whoa.
Daddy needs a tight fit for this icicle.
Don't scrape that out. Oh my God.
This what candy cane needs its wrapper.
Yikes. I'd be terrified to be a woman, man. I'm just gonna leave it at that. That's some scary stuff.
Why?
Not by this thing.
Why?
No, I mean, scrape it out. Is that what you said? Are they scraping stuff out of there?
I think when you
is it like a dental?
Well, clean? after a woman has sex with you, yeah. Well,
no,
you don't scrape AIDS out. It just falls.
No, I think when you and this is I don't have endometriosis. I've heard that it's absolutely. Really, really painful.
Uh-huh. Keep going on this comedy show.
No. But I've just heard that you have to get like cells scraped out. I don't know if I'm being accurate right now, though. Ladies, tell me I'm not. But I've
show. No, that was yeah.
I've heard it can be very painful.
John, you're
that's
that was
all I
my
got.
That was my
that's what he meant.
AIM pickup line. Yeah, yes. Be like ASL. Want to get your cells scraped, girl?
We could at your last gyno appointment, John. Did they?
Yeah.
What did the doctor tell you?
I was in the stirrups. Well, I was in the stirrups, and he said that I had so much endometriosis that my vagina had grown shut, and I had just the tiniest little penis in its place.
Interesting.
We call that a clitoris.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well,
and then he cut it off so I could marry an African warlord.
Oh. Genital mutilation now on Papa.
Yeah.
A new threshold for Papa's basement. You know? Always
always
another dark alley
just,
to go down,
he just
eh?
Grabbed one of those 50s Coke bottles and smashed it on his counter.
Yikes.
Did his thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So Shane Gillis,
yes.
Yeah,
Shane Gillis, friend of the show. I wanted to cleverly say Shane Gillis, but the Cumtown Boys beat us to it. Cumtown Boys, Cumtown girls.
She's been living in her Cumtown world.
Oh, you guys really yes ended that. I didn't pick up on it right away. Okay,
but she never had a. Backseat guy.
Zip.
Anyone? And when she's coming, she's crying so loud.
Wow.
You really brought the shoulders up and down on that one, didn't you? You were like,
that's how I suck cock, too.
Yeah,
well,
there's no, but
I'm all shoulder, no hand.
The difference is here, there's no truck stop glory hole in front of you, so I guess that detail is missing, isn't it? You know? I'm just saying.
The muscle memory still kicks in.
Muscle memory still, yeah, kicks right in.
So Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis.
Now, he got fired for making, like, racist jokes. I don't really know much about this guy. I watched a few of his, like, when they announced him going on SNL, I looked him up and watched a few of his stuff. He's all right.
I saw him live one time opening for Dan Soder. And
was he good?
He was featuring. Yeah, he was very good. Like,
okay.
He's hysterical,
was,
man.
I mean, yeah, especially for his age. He's like 31. I'm like, you know, if I'm like, you piece of S, you're 7 years younger than me.
Right.
And you're this good and you're doing it. I hate you. God, I hate you.
Yeah.
Which means you're doing fine with your life.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just sitting there, like, seething. Like crushing my fingers into my palms, like Goldblum in The Fly, with like spittle coming out of them.
That's kind of old for SNL, though. 31.
With 31?
Yeah.
No.
To just
Is it?
Like, isn't it to just join
kinda
right
old
away
for a woman?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But don't they usually like Sandler and those guys? They were like 23 when they signed.
Can you?
Weren't they?
God, can you imagine?
Yeah, but Shane is Christian.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a big difference.
Got it. He didn't have an in.
Yeah.
He didn't have an in.
You need to.
Oh, I see where you're at.
Yeah. Thank you.
Look at
yeah.
you. You are just a storm cloud on
That's why I convert.
Sunny day, aren't you?
That's why I convert. I'm reform.
Yeah. Hey, say So Shane Gillis again. Say
So Shane Gillis.
Nice, there you go. Nice.
So Shane Gillis, yeah. So
do we want to explain to Eva what happened? I mean, that's the that's essentially the crux of what happened, isn't
it? He has, I think it's called Matt and Shane's Secret Pod.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a podcast he does with a stand-up friend of his. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb by the name of Matt. And at one point, they were doing some bit where they were just like crapping on the food in Chinatown of, I guess, Philly.
Okay.
Because I know Shane's out of Philly. And, you know, it was like the stuff that, I'm sorry, at our age at least, yeah, we learned to do an Asian voice. Like,
right.
I hate to put it that way.
Sure.
If you don't, like, people, I'm in comedy, loosely, and...
Kind of like you're in every vagina.
Yeah, exactly.
Loosely.
Yeah, oh yeah, no.
Regardless of tightness.
If you've ever heard Hang On Loosely, that's penned by me.
Loose leaf paper.
Yes, exactly. So, Shane Gillis, that's my go-to first impressions, like, not to date myself, but I'm going to be like 39 in the not too distant future. And like, I could do flamboyant gay voice and Asian guy who uses R's in place of L's and have either of these aged so well.
Do we remember the Seinfeld episode? The Chinese woman? Donna Chang's theme?
How's it? Prejudice.
They do all those jokes. She says, it's really, at one point she goes, she's talking to Jerry and George, and she goes, it's really getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And Jerry goes, did you say ridiculous? And she's like, what? Ridiculous. And he's like, you know what I mean? And that's a thing. I don't think that was what it was, the L's and the R's that contributed to the whole thing.
Yeah, well, they were talking about crappy Chinese, like they were making fun of Chinese food in Chinatown, which I'll be honest, a lot of times it is hot garbage, but I still eat it because it's cheap and they're open late.
Right.
Well, yeah, but
shout out to what was our joint?
Oh, Chinatown Express.
Chinatown Express. Yeah.
Can I tell you something on the air?
Sure.
I lied about it being closed. It's very much open. I made that whole thing up.
You. Psychopath! What is
Suck
wrong
it, Papa
with
Giorgio!
You? What is wrong with you?
Oh no, was Johnny hungry
you
one day?
You do not joke about that.
I told him our favorite Chinese place that we always went
you
after shows. Chinatown Express.
Were you hungry one day?
I've been in the city like 10 times since, and I've never driven past it because I'm like, oh, we got closed by the health inspector.
And that's why everybody says, John, have you lost weight?
So he's just looking out for you.
No,
looking out for you.
No,
buddy.
Because there's a Popeye's dumpster a block away.
Oh, you mm-hmm. animal! I forgot you
went
no self control.
Yeah,
you know when
None.
It comes to food and or masturbation.
No.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm one padlock away from all the old biscuits I can eat. You think I'm not going to?
Very much.
I'm
open.
A locksmith, for Christ's sake.
Very much open. Hey, say so, Shane Gillis again.
So Shane Gillis.
There we go. Nice. That's becoming the show's theme. So Shane Gillis. My understanding was not to end the tomfoolery about Chinatown Express.
Yeah.
It was. The clip I saw that was like the real damning footage, the initial real damning footage was when they said something like, how did we end up with these with Chinatown? And Shane said something to the effect of somebody said, he was imitating somebody that said, let's put all the chinks over there.
Yes.
And my understanding
okay,
is that.
Okay, you just went there.
What I'm,
repeating.
I'm quoting him.
Yeah,
I'm
there are
quote,
Chinese
unquote.
Jews. Let me just tell you, there are Chinese Jews, but continue.
What?
Play at your own peril. Go on.
I'm not understanding. Are there Greek guys that are good at podcasts? Are there? No? I'm just saying. Is that a thing?
Mark Zuckerberg's kid in the future, but go on. What did he call the Chinese
no,
again?
He said, but that's what he said. And then, but the thing was, so I was like, oh man, that was.
What did James Earl Ray say?
Sing some David Allen Coe.
House next.
Do you think it's because they hired an Asian cast member
oh,
at the same time?
So let me. I'm not gonna say who
that made it especially twicky.
I'm not gonna say who I know in the Gillis family.
Who do you know?
I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you. But I know.
Yeah, but who do you know?
The Gillis family.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Are
Gillis
you from
family.
Philly?
No.
No, but there is a. There
They're
is,
not all from Philly.
There is a Gillis in this area. He's not as much as it'd be funny if this were some bit, and then it was revealed at the end. The same way you effed me out of Chinatown Express. You
multiple
human
times.
Garbage beard.
Multiple times. Think about all the egg rolls and the bun and the.
I don't even know
just
why.
Stuffed
like,
in your
like,
face.
I love to torture him, but like, I always feel there's a reason for it. This was just pure hostility.
No, this
was
pure revenge.
I respect
all the
I respect it so much. Like,
yeah.
I can't tell
See?
You. I have a tear in my
See?
Eye.
Yeah.
You're getting emotional.
I'm like an Indian seeing garbage
and that's all,
thrown
and that's
out of
all,
the car.
That's all in the midst of of the anxiety situation. Yeah, that's all in the midst of battling my own. Yeah,
that
my
was
own
good. Craziness. So yeah. Shane Gillis.
So Shane Gillis.
Yeah, he said something. Yeah, I guess in the character of a landlord, to the effect of like shove all the hockey rinks here.
Right. Mm-hmm. So all right. When I was talking to my pal. Mm-hmm. One of the things he said, it really made me think, right? Because because how has Saturday Night Live, if that was the one and only thing he said, in my opinion, to make it on Saturday Night Live and lose your job because you said chink one time.
Right.
You see what I mean? As a joke. No.
Is that how you start a rap song?
You know what's interesting, though, is? You know what's interesting? If we were talking about the N-word, I would never say that out loud. So there is something to be said for that, though. That I'm comfortable saying... Well, I don't feel like saying it, but I'm comfortable saying the C word referring to Asians.
I usually do on air too.
He's just mad about Chinatown Express.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't. In my opinion, nobody could. It would be. You could not possibly accuse me of being racist for just repeating the term. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Well, you can't. And you know how many goddamn Chinese hookers I banged in the last year? I put a lot of money in that country's pocket. It's not even a bit.
Look at you. First of all, they're Korean. Do we all look the same to you? That's terrible.
No, they're all Chinese. I actually talked to them. I even worked in one of their homelands into a comedy bit I did.
I actually talked to them.
I have to. Broad was like, I'm from Chengdu. Do you know where? I'm like, no. But then as soon as I was done jizzing, I looked it up on my phone. And it's like the capital of Sichuan. Chengdu. And I was like, look at me learning.
Literally
things.
As soon as you were done?
Really?
Well, no. You get done and then you walk outside and they hand you like a little baby Ruth and a baby water bottle.
Maybe never to touch your
Yeah. It's so great. Because then you walk out on the street and there's a trash can right next to it and there's just like 500 baby water bottles. And you're like, I've got AIDS.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That is
not even
gnarls.
Not even the HIV.
Amazing, yeah.
Not even the HIV. Just full-blown.
Full-blown. Straight up.
Pro tip for the kids out there. Y'all, much like I can't think of another example. You always want to be the first one to see a hooker on her shift. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I kept going literally last shift. I was so lazy. I was so
disgusting.
I would just be lazy about it, and at 10 p.m. I'm like, oh, I'm horny. And I would get in there for the 11 to 12 shift.
Oh,
they're so tired.
Buddy.
They're so tired. Yeah. I mean, it really.
Get yourself together, man.
It's really like a linebacker in the fourth quarter just wiping his brow. Oh, my God. How much more can I do?
Just rough.
She's using every bag, you know, every trick in her bag just to get through it. Like a lot of hand stuff, you know. Not a lot of full body. A lot of, you want to get on top? No! No, I don't!
Her carpal tunnel's really active. Yeah. Yeah.
She's just got the brace on.
Couldn't you make the argument that a hooker asking you to get on top is like a waitress asking you to go get your own food?
It's the most offensive thing on earth. It is the most.
Is it the most?
Oh, I hate it. There is nothing worse than a
hooker.
Yeah,
but there's got to be like a guy out there that loves being on top, being like, I'm banging you.
Oh my,
like, this is my power thing, you know?
No, my power thing is the money I gave you. Okay.
Okay, now, but that's you. I'm saying, like, there are so many kinks out there. Like, what I mean?
If you're young and you still want to prove something.
Right.
Like, I'm there with a fucking oxygen mask on, you know?
Yeah,
like, I'm just like, look, get on top. If my eyes roll back, call 911.
Yeah, there's a lot of kinks out there.
I guess, yeah, an effort kink.
Yes.
I was going to say, is that a kink or just called healthy sex?
Like,
I
mean, really into effort.
I got on top.
Eva's like, guys, some guys out there are into reciprocating oral. Reciprocate oral, guys. There's a kink for everything. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people, like, that, you know, really love each other have sex.
It's called being a considerate lover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Shane Gillis.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Shane Gillis.
She's a considerate lover.
You
Shane
know.
Gillis.
So this is the prevailing theory, right? I thought to myself, if that was the only thing he said, that to me is like, damn, there really is no more, there's no forgiveness left in this world.
No, there isn't.
If you're going to get canned from Saturday Night Live for saying that word one time in the context of a comedy podcast, I was like, well, one, it's hopeless for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially
and
after
you.
This episode.
For many reasons.
For many reasons. Yeah. Not because I'm actually racist, but because when I was a kid, I mean,
yeah.
You think about all the people that could come up and be like, oh, yeah, he called me a fag once, or he called me a whatever.
You played so many jokes and so many cokes.
So many jokes and so many. Did anybody? Well, Eva seemed to like it. I don't. What is it? That's a fly. Explain it now.
No, I don't get it. He makes me laugh.
What? Jokes and coke? No.
Me how Chinese, me play joke?
How he no. looks makes
me
you laugh.
Me go pee-pee in your coke?
I've never heard
You've
that.
You've never had an Asian play a joke on you based in urine?
No.
No. What are you, God's name, are you talking about?
What?
You've never heard me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your coke.
That's never.
That is 1,000 times more racist than anything Shane Gillis ever said. You're toast.
It isn't until they pull their cock out and start urinating, then a line is crossed.
Is that a thing?
I've never heard.
Or is that you just made that up?
You made that up.
How have you never seen a Jackie Chan comedy?
No.
Yeah?
Oh, I've seen Rumble in the Bronx, but I was like,
are they comedies? I guess they're comedies, yeah.
Yeah, wait for the extra, you know, like the gag reel.
Okay.
During the credits. It's literally nothing but him urinating into the sodas of like the AD and stuff.
Really?
No!
Eva.
Jesus.
My God.
But that's something we used to say to each other, me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your coke. And it was great because it rhymed.
That was what, at where, the Hitler Youth meetings? Or where,
yeah.
Where did you say that?
The Hitler Jungen is how we like to refer to it.
The Bund. Wow.
Yeah, and it was what we would say right before they gave us the knife with the little inscription on it, and we had to kill the puppy that we raised into a dog to prove our allegiance to the fatherland and the Fuhrer.
Nice.
Der Fuhrer.
As opposed
dare
to,
I say.
As opposed to pledging allegiance to who? Zeus and a failed economy and souvlaki and stuff?
Yeah, and yeah. Smoke show women that have loose morals and looser. Yeah. Yeah.
So Shane Gillis.
So Shane Gillis.
So here's the thing, right? I thought to myself, that can't pop. Like, one, how did Saturday Night Live never find this? Okay. And that's when I thought, well, maybe it is possible that this is the one thing he said. They never found it and he got canned. So I was talking to my pal, and my pal was like, no, dude, his whole act is all that. Like he's kind of like Shane pretends to not pretends, but like he's from the country. I'm from like a kind of a hillbilly from Pennsylvania.
He did not do that the one time I saw him live because people were kind of saying that was his act. I was like, not that I remember, but
it's like, but his act is like centered on.
I guess Kid Genius is more than 20 minutes of material. You do go on.
This guy, you know, yeah. I got a 5 minute set. Netflix, why have you called?
Yeah.
Jesus, get your life together. I've had a podcast for 12 years and averaged 7 subscribers a year. So, you know, help me out, guys.
3 of them are the co-hosts.
Papa's Basement, shout out. Yeah, 3 of them. Yeah. So my pal was like, "Oh, I mean, it's so messed up because Shane's whole thing is sort of like edgy, borderline." You know, I don't know, but I don't know if racist humor, I can't remember the word he used. It wasn't racist humor, but it's like, that's his whole thing.
And, it was called funny.
And he was like, you could produce so many jokes and sets and podcast things where he was like kind of walking that line.
Yeah. Right.
And so his thing was, there's no way Saturday Night Live didn't
walking
know that.
Walking that what?
That line?
Mm.
What?
Walking that.
Line? Walking the line?
Say it funny. Walking the
Ryan.
Thank
Eva.
You, Eva. Thank you.
God almighty. Eva, jeez. It's been nice knowing you, Eva.
All right,
your,
see you later.
Your career's toast.
Yeah.
I condemn Eva Crichton and John and Georgia like a great show.
You guys, when it comes to showbiz careers, you're literally disappearing like the kids at the end of Stand By Me.
Back to the Future. I'm fading out of the photograph. Oh, God.
Eva said Ryan once on a podcast.
Eva. Oh my God! So the prevailing theory was they must
I just
have
Richard
known.
Dreyfuss at the keyboard.
Stop.
Do 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 do. Oh my God!
You so just Shane
an
Gillis
supply.
So Shane
you just
Gillis
an endless supply.
So oh Shane God. Gillis.
So Shane Gillis. So the theory then, like amongst I think many folks that know Shane Gillis and maybe our family members with him, is that he was, it was like Saturday Night Live has been dying. I think there's no secret about that. Like they've been sort of stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot
Saturday
of people.
Saturday Night what?
We're going to do this now. Eva, your career's over here. You have no future in comedy. Send it.
Yeah.
Say it.
I'm thrived.
Oh, God. That's just.
Are you Richard Dreyfuss right now?
No. I'm just dancing along to my song.
Okay.
You know, it's you. I just noticed you have a funny tick.
I'm Benny.
You're all about the physical comedy, but you're so disgusting and out of shape that it makes you sweaty. So, like, every time you do something physical, you go like this.
Yes.
As soon as you're done,
that's how I eat
you
pussy.
Like an animal.
Just wipe my brow.
Disgusting.
Put on my miner's hat with the light.
Did you guys? Is there a scrape on my forehead? I just ran my metal bracelet across my forehead, trying to imitate Papa Giorgio wiping the olive oil off his forehead. I just assume you sweat like pitted olives and
that's horrible
baklava. I don't even know. It's like honey. And
anytime I do
trash.
Get laid, like, where's the sheet with a hole in it? You're Jewish now.
Wow.
You're going to need this. It's more of a tarp, really.
It's tarpaulin. Tarpaulin. Yeah.
It's like Dexter, but I have a hole cut in a good place.
Is this live on YouTube? It's better be live on YouTube. This is the hot mob.
That's actually what the show The Good Place is about, by the way.
What is The Good Place about?
It's about vagina.
Have you seen that? You know there's a, side note, you know there's a random like Doogie Howser remix called The Good Doctor?
Oh, it's a remix.
Remix! DJ Khaled! No, it's like it's like a kid.
Nate Dogg came.
It's like a kid
the
doctor,
grave.
But the
to sing the hook.
Wait, did Nate Dogg die?
I've got hoes.
What happened to Nate Dogg?
He's
dead
like
for
me.
A while.
Yeah, exactly.
My God.
AIDS, dude.
Did he watch Papa Giorgio try
Easy,
to do comedy?
That was Eazy-E.
No, Nate Dogg had it from Eazy-E.
That's just regulators mount up, dude.
Exactly.
You're going to be started.
Come on, guys.
Is the other guy still alive? What was it? Nate Dogg and...
Oh, the other guy?
Nate
Come
Dogg
on.
And... Who was it? Nate Dogg and...
That's so offensive.
Nate Dogg and...
Prince died, too.
Warren G.
Warren G. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is he still... What happened to him? Is he still kicking?
Do you know what happened to Malcolm?
Oh,
X?
Yeah. They got him.
Did you hear about Martin Luther King?
Oh, it's horrible.
Warren G was assassinated? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. So Shane Gillis.
So Shane Gillis.
Does he know about George Washington Carver?
This is,
he invented peanut butter.
If
he's
I
dead.
Don't know what's going on,
he
you
died.
Can rest assured your audience doesn't
he's
know what's going on.
He's dead. Just,
he's just naming off dead people.
He's naming dead
black
people.
That's
he's
it.
Just
yeah.
dead, naming dead off pe- dead people.
Yeah. Dead people.
Yeah.
Papa,
you just
heard of-
wiped your forehead
See?
Again.
Yeah.
I'm sweaty. What do you want?
You name five dead people, he gets sweaty.
Sweaty. That's what it is. It's 30 degrees in here.
I can't help it.
You can't tell from the video, but the armpits of your Olympus Fitness shirt are in a state of disrepair.
Olympu.
Olympu.
Yeah.
Olympu fit.
If you say fatty boy three times aloud, I'll wipe my forehead.
Nice.
Fatty boy.
Olympu Fitness.
And then I appear to wipe.
As in fitting this whole piece of feta cheese in my mouth.
Do you want to get me the bandana from Rambo? I'll wear that. If that's what it takes.
Rambo Last Blood.
There it is. So Shane Gillis.
I'm gonna hurt you real bad.
So Shane Gillis.
So Shane Gillis. No, so the thing is, so people there are certain people, and after reviewing some of his material, I'm inclined to agree. Saturday Night Live's been kind of stagnant, struggling a little bit.
I've heard this.
A lot of divisive serious. Political stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And basically they needed like to sort of look like progressive kind of hero types. And so they kind of hired Shane Gillis only basically to in order to fire him. And, you know, they basically did him dirty is what the
I love conspiracy theorists because it's predicated on humans not being dumb as S and being able to see more than one step in advance. Like, really, all I can think is food is delicious. And then I'm like, how did I get fat? Why am I wiping my? We can't do any planning. There's no long term planning for humans. Anyone who can think two steps ahead is a genius. Like, they're Alexander the Great level smart.
Can I ask you this before I drop the mic and kick you in the dick and walk out?
Okay, sure.
How do you build a bridge?
And I'm out. I don't know.
You're done. You can't plan? Is that what you're saying? I thought Eva would have laughed at that. That's all right.
Oh, I was like waiting. I thought.
The punchline is incomplete? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's talking about there's people out there that do have strategic thought.
He said
Lauren Michaels isn't one of them.
No humans can long-term plan or whatever. And I
pretty
was like,
much. Like,
how do you build a bridge? I get it.
Yeah.
You get it now?
Yeah.
All right.
The answer is one brick at a time, and then we hold hands.
Nice. we can hug the whole world.
So that's the conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
No,
they
I mean,
hired
I'm
him to fire him.
I'm telling you right now, take the conspiracy out of it. Go listen to
a lot of Shane's
material.
So the Chinese Jews took
material.
Down Shane.
You know what I was thinking of with this guy? Remember Jenny Slate, who was on SNL,
and she
cursed in her first
sketch,
her first episode
I
ever?
I don't remember now.
Yeah.
And then they let her go. And she's having a pretty decent little
she's going
career.
On great things, yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe this will be good for him.
Shane Gillis said it
know.
Best. He said in his
he's gained like
in his like 8,000
Twitter followers.
He was like, I love the way he opened it. He said, first of all, I can't believe that we're at a point in our society or something where a comedian has to make a public statement or whatever. But he's like,
right.
I guess we are. Here we go.
Yeah.
And so he said that essentially he ended it with, no matter what, I will always be a comedian that was good enough to be on Saturday Night Live, and nobody, exactly, nobody can take that away from me. Right. So I mean,
and the Twitter comments when he posted something to that effect, it was like, actually, you were never on SNL.
Yeah, it's brutal. Brutal.
Sort of was.
I guess it's technically.
You're getting a little selective, lawyery, my goyim friend. But
well, I am my brother's criminal defense.
Oh, well.
You're a lawyer. Oh. I never knew you was a lawyer.
My brother's a lawyer.
So anyway, I'll tell you right now, man, that makes sense. I mean, you go back and listen to a lot of Shane's material. I mean, he's not a clean comic. So I don't understand where Saturday Night Live thought.
I think they were just lazy in terms of investigation, or they were like, it was a process helmed by much older people that were like, so he said this crap, who cares?
I don't know what either. Wow. Is that, you think that's possible? You think it's possible? Lorne Michaels was like, I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I could see that too.
And then the hiring, well, the other new cast member, well, there's three. There's a girl and then the Asian guy, but he was a writer on the show.
Was, okay.
Before he got hired as a cast member.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Do you think maybe him being Asian, like, influenced the decisions
they
about Shane Gillis?
They are a pernicious,
no, to
sneaky.
Like, stop, to like let Shane Gillis go, like, they don't want to, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of
the one dude at seniority, and it pretty much came down to like, hey, you want to work with this dude? And
yeah, because he had been working there for a while. Maybe he didn't feel comfortable
this is
with
the,
him.
This is the problem. This is the problem with social media, right? It's all just a bunch of clips. Like, we've all now been reduced to a soundbite.
The clip literally starts off with him dropping the C. Like, or within 3 seconds. So, like, I didn't even have the context of, like, he's doing something in character, if you will.
Right.
But I guess it all boils down to this. It used to be when you were on a stage or you're putting out a product, it was kind of like a sacred safe, to use the term safe space. It was like, this isn't me. This is me trying to explore things on stage, me kind of giving some sort of voice to maybe darker urges of ours, but then we laugh at them. Hmm. And then, you know, there weren't a lot of comedy clubs in Berlin in 39. That's all I'm saying. And
funny bot. I am funny bot. It's a South Park reference nobody gets, but
no, we don't watch puppet shows for grown boys. We don't watch your incel puppet show.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Thieving air.
Are you just jacking your dick to the Joker coming out a couple days?
Is that your correct motion? Wouldn't it be a little shorter than that? I mean, that's quite a...
Yeah.
It's more like this. Yeah. Like he's just flicking it. He's just flicking
like
it.
Like a doorstop.
It'd be yeah.
Like, I jack it.
Or
like
going like this, like it's one of those ringers at a hotel lobby. Boop. Like he just boops it.
Boops it.
It's like I'm playing Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yes.
Do you guys remember the game Trouble with the pop bubble in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's like.
That's exactly my length and girth.
Except you have two little balls in there that bounce around when you go.
That's what it sounds like when you eat, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But not at Chinatown Express anymore because it's closed. But
sadist.
So, yeah.
Sadist.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know how you could have listened to any reasonable amount of this guy's material and not been like, ah, oh, he's kind of an edgy comic.
Yeah, I just, look, I'm with you. I would like to think I'm not particularly racist, more so than the average person that probably isn't horribly racist. Like, but I kind of like to say whatever the F I want to say.
Right.
You know, if I want to, some part of me would want to just say these things because we can't say them anymore in polite society. But behind a mic, you're like, well, this isn't me. But somehow now.
It is.
Somehow, yes. It's just become, hey, whatever you said at any point, guess what? That's just you, dude. Yeah. That's just, I mean, we're 10 years removed from them arresting Christian Bale. Because, like, dude, we saw American Psycho. You killed people. Yeah, it was a role I played. No,
it wasn't.
Yeah, you're a murderer.
You embodied it too well, yeah. So we're going to arrest you. But what about Newsies?
Your chops.
It doesn't even out.
You got real chops, kid. You got real chops, kiddo. You got acting chops.
What about Newsies?
Yeah, it's just.
No, it's just. Look, I'm not saying that I agree with what happened or disagree with what happened. I'll keep my opinion to myself. But I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, man. If where we're heading is just we're all going to be reduced to sound bites, we're all fucked.
Yeah. Oh, I've got so many horrible things I've said in the course of this show. So many horrible things. I'm not saying them this episode. Like, it really, it's just whatever my fancy is. Like, this episode would feel a little weird, but I'll be saying it with the R in a couple episodes. Don't you worry.
That's tough.
Don't you worry.
I'm going to have to recuse myself for those just because it's, you know.
You'll be laughing too
hard. It's a scary world, man.
It is.
The scary, yeah. scary world. People get, you know what doxing and stuff is? You know what? People putting out your address, your
it's
phone
like, it's
number.
Like the dogs that are really long below the ground.
Doxing.
Yeah.
Wait, so what is it? I don't like stuff like this.
Doxing. Uh-huh. Doxing is like, I don't know what it means. I guess it means like basically you put out that somebody, some hacker or somebody will put out all your personal information, like your cell phone number, your home address, and people show up like at your house.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, if like, you know, and it's happened a bunch, you know?
And they kill you.
Well, I'm not saying they kill you, but they like you harass you.
If
or
you don't
your
think that I'm
going
to do that to you after the Chinatown Express incident.
Yeah, the next step is swatting. You guys yeah. know about swatting?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah. I'll be doing that to you too.
Swatting is where you call the SWAT team on somebody.
Yeah, you're
why?
Like, yeah. You're like,
and then,
oh.
And then you go to jail for a felony for like 25 years.
Why would you call a SWAT team on someone?
Because you hopefully.
Why would you
shot.
Look like that and wear an Olympus Fitness T-shirt? I don't know. What do you want to say? For those listening at home and not watching, uh-huh. John Papa Giorgio's rotund self is wearing yeah. an Olympus Fitness shirt that's uh-huh. screaming for its life at this point. I'm being honest.
Great stitching by the Chinese people.
Did you
I
use a
add.
Did you use a horsehair brush to paint that on or yeah? Was it one of those styrofoam?
I just bit the end off a Twinkie and used that as a pen.
Something tells me there's a Twinkie wrapper under your bed. I'm gonna tell you right now. Maybe a couple. Maybe someone mold on them. You know what I mean? I don't know. But anyway, so
Cocky
you know,
Joe.
I don't know, what are you gonna do?
Cocky Joe, not hating himself, fighting back. I don't
fighting
like
back.
That.
You hate it, don't you?
Battling the darkness, man.
You hate it so much.
Take your punches, bag.
That and the Chinatown Express.
Hurtful.
You're
hurtful.
So angry.
Oh,
seething.
I don't know, man.
Seething.
You told me to come. You told me to come out of the shell, man.
If this is if this is how the Asian community feels about what Shane did, then he got everything he deserved.
Oh, God. I tell you. So I don't know, man. That's I definitely agree with this idea that he. It certainly appears to me like maybe he was.
He was brought up. Just
maybe
to
he
be
was
fired.
Like that. Was a that may have been more. I mean, I don't understand. Nobody's talking about how he got on the show. If he is in fact that, because that Saturday Night Live's bad, and all they said in their statement was, apparently our vetting process needs some work.
Yeah, I guarantee you, it's old mother effers, man. It's just Lorne.
Oh, it's only Lorne.
It's yeah. It's probably
no,
Lorne.
Is it?
Yeah, in that hall of mirrors from the end of Enter the Dragon.
There's a thousand of them.
He just talks to the other Lornes. Did you find it offensive? No.
So, Mr. Michaels, where do you land on Shane Gillis?
Was he funny?
Yes.
He used a number of racial slurs. I find those hilarious.
Where's my popcorn?
I'm Canadian.
Mr. Roosevelt, get me a drink. Oh my God! So I don't know. Well, I guess what time will tell. I didn't watch the first episode because I'm a little. I don't know.
You didn't watch it because it's 2019. There's so much good TV out there.
It's just not.
I
mean, I watched it. Like,
I know
the
you
day.
Do.
I watched it the day after
9/11. Yeah, we all did.
I watched it like you know. I watched it yesterday. The clips.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I didn't watch it live because I fell asleep. But I would have. I loved it. I love SNL.
You love it. And there are people that kind of treat it like an institution.
Can
but
you imagine having that job?
We've gone over this. There is maybe no sweeter job in
no
all of New York.
No sweeter job
like
for
Kenan,
a performer
Kenan,
in New York City.
Kenan Kegel Curls. What's his name?
Kenan Thompson.
Michael Keyes. There Thompson. We go. Kenan Thompson.
Thompson.
This is how little I watch
longest,
the show.
Longest cast member.
Smartest man alive.
Yeah.
Einstein can suck his dick.
And he's just
a king of New York.
King of New York.
Kenan Thompson?
Yeah, makes however much he needs every episode. People love him. It's just I would.
What a gig to have.
Yeah,
what
but
a gig.
Also, I would say a testament in some way, shape, or form to how bad our economy is. Like, because he's a little bit of the millennial not leaving mom's basement. Like just
like me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
Only being at home.
Like in the early to mid 90s when they were just throwing money around entertainment. Sandler does like what 3 years?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm getting the hell out of here. There's bigger and better things.
Right.
Circa 2019, Kenan, smart dude, is like, why the F would I leave?
Why would I leave this job?
There's nothing better than
it.
This.
What are you gonna go do? You're gonna go do some half-ass TV
good
pilot
burger on
that doesn't
ice?
Get picked
yeah.
up. Like, you know what I mean? You're gonna go audition for
There's
some movie.
There's nothing better. Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's got money in the bank. He's got just a cadre of people that want to work with him.
That want to write for him.
Yeah. He can just on the, you know, like Monday to Tuesday, shoot a YouTube short or whatever the hell he wants to do with
right.
his time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get his little water bottle.
How many episodes do they do a season? They don't do that, right? You're only working 12 weeks out of the...
No, yeah. It's like 20-something or something.
20, crap. I don't know, but they get the whole summers off. It's just a dream job.
Oh, it's just, yeah.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
And then you piecemeal get hired out, like Kristen Wiig, where it's like, okay, we'll give you this small role. If you want to, you can transition as slowly as you want into bigger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys ever see that movie where she did Full Frontal?
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Was it any good? Or?
Any good? What do you mean any good?
How'd she look? I'm curious.
Eva, she wasn't trying to be particularly
sexy.
Women are not objects, Eva. God, get over yourself.
You see that movie where Chevy Chase did Full Frontal?
No.
Okay.
How'd he look?
Zing, pow,
bubble.
Men are not objects.
Oh,
sure.
Only of adoration.
But their decks are.
Big deck. Big Chevy Chase fletch deck.
Ew.
Yikes.
He's so gross.
Chevy Chase?
Yes.
Show me your deck. Show me your cat.
He's tall, though. There you go. Isn't that your main criteria?
He was
he is tall.
50 years ago, he was handsome as all hell. I mean,
I don't think so.
Gross now.
Did you just say handsome?
I don't think he was handsome.
He was a handsome young man.
Handsome. Nice.
Yeah.
There was no one from that original cast that was handsome.
I don't know. I admire the autistic level of Chevy Chase's cruelty.
I never found him funny.
I'm not a huge fan. I'm much more in your camp than I am the for Chevy. But the funniest thing about him, read up on the stories of what
how mean
a colossal
he is. Yeah.
piece of human garbage.
Maybe
he was.
That's why I don't like him.
I didn't know any of this.
Oh, he's a
you did not. He is like
D-bag.
The dick of Hollywood.
Yeah.
What?
Hated.
Like he got into a fist fight with Bill Murray because he said Bill's face looked like something Neil Armstrong would try to land on.
Because it was all like
Bill's a horrible complexion.
Yeah,
sure.
Bad acne scars.
Yeah, the cystic acne or whatever.
God, was it okay, you're gonna have to help me here. Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Was on the And then his dad was Robert Downey, who was someone of some renown, yes or no?
I don't know anything about his dad.
Okay. I think it was Robert Downey Jr.
I thought his dad was like a politician or something.
He was just like...
Something.
He just pretty
he was
much
someone.
Just, yeah. He was talking. He's like, oh, your dad's burning in hell. He's just a rotten man burning in hell.
Ooh.
I think there's a dude, Terry Sweeney, I could be wrong on the name, who was like the first openly gay cast member in the mid-80s. And he recommended that they have a bit where they bring him out every week to see how much weight he lost because of the AIDS.
Oh. Oh my God.
I mean,
Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase. He's effing horrible.
So Shane Gillis. No, and he gets fired.
My God. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, he's sort of just really cruel.
He's horrible.
Very cruel, man.
But I mean, I admire naked cruelty.
Yeah, I do too.
I admire naked cruelty. Yeah.
I do too. I admire people that can just be cruel for the sake of
for the
being
sake of,
cruel.
Yeah, exactly. Just someone when the
because I don't have that in me. I don't.
Oh,
like,
no, you can hang.
I know I can hang. I can hang, but I feel bad after.
Yeah, no.
I can act like I don't, but I do have empathy. But I, when someone's cruel just for the sake of being cruel, I'm like, wow, you are a baller.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
I mean,
and
I guess
now
I
my
see.
Son, you are a man.
You've really come up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get the hell out of this team.
And that's our show.
So Shane Gillis.
So Chevy Chase is a dick. That sucks.
Oh,
Spies Like Us is one of the funniest movies ever. You know,
yeah, I'm just colossal. I can't even tell you how many articles to the effect of what a piece of garbage he is. And yet you read every line that he's accused of saying, and like I'm doubled over laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the AIDS bit to weigh the guy. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it's funny.
I know. Come on.
I don't want to laugh, but I'm funny.
I know.
Isn't that funny?
The Neil Armstrong
that's
line.
Not really.
Come on.
The Neil Armstrong thing, okay, that's funny. I mean, but the weight loss thing, that's like it's like scary. I don't want to think about AIDS, dying of AIDS. When I'm watching Saturday Night Live, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm just saying.
You're like Frank Reynolds hearing that the kid's real father was in Africa helping people with AIDS. AIDS! That shit's serious! Get your hands off me!
He goes, oh, why didn't you tell me?
That might be
I gotta go take a shower now.
So I like that quote. I don't want to think about dying of AIDS when I'm watching SNL.
I'm just saying.
That's just a great quote.
SNL is your 1 hour a week break from the AIDS.
I tell you.
Those credits roll at 1 a.m. and you're just wiping off the grease paint, showing the world your lesions.
Oh, God.
And it's time for showtime at the Apollo.
Showtime at the Apollo? I don't even get that. What is happening right now? People have gone off the rails, man.
Shazam watching the same episode from like 74. Like SNL ends and he pulls out the VHS.
Just crying because Chevy.
Live! Bill Withers!
Bill Hicks! Oh, God. With musical guest R.E.M.
Yes, at the Apollo. R.E.M. would have killed at the Apollo.
Oh, I forgot we were talking about the Apollo.
The Apollo, we live from SNL. The Apollo used to follow SNL back in
Radio
the day.
Song had KRS-One. Come save us, KRS. Come save us.
Coolio. Cool in the gang with a K.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah.
So Shane Gillis.
So Shane Gillis, man.
So Shane Gillis.
I believe you said at the top of the show there was a bunch of stuff that happened, and I'm pretty sure all we've giggled through is.
Oh, yeah. So we've. Of Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Well, oh, Michael.
And we're almost at an hour. Not that I have to be anywhere. And we're almost at an hour.
Michael Johnson. He's. So hold on.
What about your high school reunion? What is Michael saying?
Michael asked, "Are you guys on air? How long?" I typed, "We are, sir. Join in, shave at." That was autocorrected to join in, shave at. Then whoever. Then finally, whenever. We got it. We got there.
Hi, Michael.
Mission accomplished. I love Michael Johnson. We all love Michael Johnson.
He's a funny.
Yeah, we got my reunion is this weekend, and I had to straight up be like, "I'm not going to do that."
You have that thing going on.
I'm not. Yeah.
I'm trying to cover.
Thanks. I have the pie eating contest from Stand By Me. Sounds like I just watched Stand By Me before coming in.
I will be.
It's like a fifth reference.
Yeah, no. I will be.
Do-do-do.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
The keyboard cat.
Yeah. I will be watching the homecoming parade because it goes right behind my house.
Checking out the talent.
Yeah, checking out the young talent. Hey. Making sure Noah at Chantilly Drama is prettier than me.
Hey, King, want to earn that crown?
Sorry, I don't go for seniors. Where's the sophomores? Where's the sophomores
that
and juniors?
That way they got room to grow.
Yeah. I could mold them into my image.
There's the line.
Is this sex with everyone, Eve? Yeah, shut up.
Shut up. Light my smoke, kid.
Exhale when I put in the third finger.
Whoa. Yikes. Did you restrict the video, dummy?
I don't like this ball gag. What'd you say?
Why is this big chrome ball gag? No.
That's what it says when you try to pull up the Papa's Basement
this
on YouTube.
This video is restricted?
No, but I will be watching the parade. That is the only thing I'm doing for Chantilly Homecoming weekend.
Chantilly High? The Warriors? The Chantilly Bayhawks?
The Chargers.
Oh,
like the phone charger.
The damn
like
batteries died. Can you page Sam to get batteries for the mouse?
Oh, Sam,
you silly mother.
They're dead.
Samuel.
Sam.
Because otherwise, I can't end the episode. I can't trigger the. I can't trigger the outro
Sammy.
Music.
So we're just here forever.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Oh, thanks, sir.
So why aren't you going to the reunion, babe?
Is it just me or did the atmosphere in here get 300 pounds lighter?
Why aren't you going to the reunion, darling?
Because I realized that
you don't want to try and bang 38-year-old women. I remember you saying that last time and reassuring me that I'm much
you're
younger.
You're so much younger.
Eva, you're so much younger than that.
37 is hell. 37 is a minefield.
Okay, so you don't want to try and bang 38-year-olds.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Because all you're going to do is home wreck, which again... I'm really against unless I have a chance to.
Right.
In which case, depending on her attractiveness and other merits, comfort with ass play, we'll see where things go.
Why else don't you want to go?
Because I'm back at home right now and I am fat as F at the moment and I just don't want to show up needing like a timpani drum accompaniment for my footsteps.
Boom, 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 boom.
I don't want everyone looking at me as I get a plate.
A plate of food.
Yes. A plate upon which to sup.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
We're out of double A's or they died. I noticed it was making like a little red light like the Terminator's eye. And, thank you, sir. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
There's an S on his hat and it's on the state of Pennsylvania, but I want to pretend it's for Sam.
Okay.
Instead of Shane Gillis.
So people, you put your life out there with this podcast and with your writing and stuff. People know that you're living at home.
They know that I'm fat.
I don't think you're fat.
Okay.
I do.
I think both of you are beautiful.
There are many cultures where we would just be powerful. That's what she's trying to say. We would be considered
you guys
affluent.
In medieval times.
Yeah. Look, if you go to findburmalove.com, all of those Burmese women.
You're very Falstaffian.
Yeah.
Shakespeare reference.
As opposed to like Westphalian.
So people know that you're living at home and that you are you. With mother. Why don't you want to go?
Because
it costs money.
Well, that part is not in the plus column, let's put it that way. And God knows I have money because I don't live, because I live at home and I do earn. So it
just
kind of piles up.
You don't spend it.
No, not so much.
No.
Again, well, just $300 every time I go to New York. Lager, lager.
Well, and Popeye's chicken sandwiches and
all
the other fast food.
I treated him to lunch the other day.
Thank you, sir.
Samuel Rogers.
Thanks, Sam.
Bingo. Sam, gentleman and a scholar. Bingo, a bingo.
And Flash fan.
And so
we
those
now
are
have
the reasons.
Two viewers. So one, Joseph, doubled our viewership without your help. And two, one is not as big as two. So shut up.
Why is it restricted? Try signing in with a Google Apps account. I am signed in with a Google Apps account.
Apparently you're not. Or you're signed in with like a child's account. Did your wife alter the settings so that you can't go to Spankwire anymore?
Spankwire?
Yeah, Spankwire.
Is that a thing? Did you make that up or is that a real?
Yeah, it's not a word like Jumanji. It's a real thing.
Is that your favorite or what's your
Spankwire?
What's your preferred? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like Naked Sword, Big Gay Cock Sex. Those are a couple of the classics.
Of what?
Gay porn sites. I was being funny.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
You know he's being funny when no one laughs. That's
yeah,
how you,
exactly.
That's the cue. Yeah.
When I chuckle in my heart.
That's the.
Then it vibrates through my chubby sternum.
The chuckle hut.
My chubbled form.
Well, I was going to crash your reunion just like it did 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, you know, it has been a while since I saw you.
Didn't you go there too?
I went to Chantilly,
she
but
went like
I was
3 years under.
I was a freshman when he was a senior.
Yeah.
I went to his 10-year reunion. I have a lot of friends that graduated in 99. My brother graduated in 99.
You graduated in 2002. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
But I went, I was home to go to a Skins game that weekend from New York, and I went to.
We used to call her Eva Gags, and not because she's your sister. So Shane Gillis.
So Shane Gillis.
Terrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did the 10-year. I don't know. I don't even drink anymore. The only way I can see that being fun is if you get loaded. And you're just like, we're going to be friends forever now, right? Like, we just realized we should have been friends in high school this whole time. Because that's all that's going to happen. That's the best case scenario. You get drunk with the quote-unquote pretty people and the popular people. And they're all like, we should have been friends this whole time. You're so cool, man. You're so hilarious. And I'm like, why? I'm validated. And then I realize, like, I went to high school in Chantilly, Virginia, and not New York, New York. So none of this counts for anything. And then we sober up, and there's a couple of awkward friend requests waiting in the Facebook the next day. And that's about it.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
the
about
awkward
it.
Facebook request.
And then I'm hungover for 3 days because I can't drink anymore.
Mm. Is that really the only way you could see a high school reunion being fun?
Yeah, that's not a joke. Like, why?
Are you insane? There's at least two other ways that I could think of that would be an absolute blast. One is if you get rich as shit.
Okay.
And can, like, land your helicopter on the roof.
Okay, cool.
And, like,
let me
just
get
walk
on
in
that. Let me
smashing
get on that.
Champagne bottles.
Joey Pollock, let me get on that. Let me earn my fortune in 2 days.
Just saying, man. That would be a blast. Did you see? He wiped your head again. See, he was exhausted.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. No, but I, so there'd be that. You could just lord over people.
The sweat weighs me down.
Or you could go back to get revenge on people that, that bullied you. I'm not talking about like crazy. I'm saying you could go and like
I was never really
piss
bullied,
in their coke
man.
Or whatever you said earlier. You know,
I was never really bullied.
Hashtag callback.
Yeah, it's a good one too.
I went to my 10 years.
I wasn't bullied.
My 10 year was okay because everyone still kind of looked the same, except we could legally drink and we weren't like all booed up and with kids destroying our vagoos.
Yeah,
and our
everyone
wills.
Looked the same. Everyone got hammered.
Yeah, and people paired off like a key party.
No, I didn't, but...
I got whored out of it, but it was a good thing I didn't, because I think she was going through some stuff. Mm. So had I pulled the trigger, the next day would have been awkward.
Do I know who she is?
Yeah, we can talk off air.
Okay.
So, like, nothing happened. I got C-blocked by my... Carly Perez! Carly Perez, wife of Jerry Perez, C-blocked me. I had this cute girl all over me, and she was just like, I want to go to Denny's! And I was like, whatever, I guess this girl's in the bag, you know, I had no killer instinct back then, I still don't, but I was like, well, she lives in Arlington, you know what I mean, like, if she's this over me, we sound like we're good, and then, like, I did go out with her a couple days later, and I was like, this is just friends was made abundantly clear, and I'm like, well, lovely.
Great.
Yeah, so I could have gotten, probably something could have happened night of, but then the next day, Christ knows what hell I would have faced, so
that's an atta girl on Carly, then.
I guess, yeah. I mean, and I did get to, like, eat that mozzarella sticks sandwich that they had, and now it's gone. Like, what happened to the Denny's value menu?
Right.
Where it was, like, $2 dishes, $4 dishes, $6 dishes, and $8.
I've never been to Denny's.
You ate all the mozzarella sticks.
He doesn't know how to react to that.
I've never seen that expression on his face. That was abject, just hatred and disgust and, like... I would sleep with your door locked tonight. I'm just saying, he's speechless. Papa Giorgio is speechless. That's never happened. I don't think I've ever seen that happen, unless he's shoving an egg roll in his mouth. And even then, he's still talking about
something. I've never eaten it at Denny's.
I mean, it took me a while to get one. Cause
he's crying.
I am.
It's just that.
They try so hard.
I know.
And you're not.
Actually, I don't.
You don't, though. Yeah, I was going to say you don't. Moon's over my hammy.
It's delicious. Where do you go? Where do you go? So goddamn important, Eva. Where?
I learned it from you.
You never where? Where do you eat? So I've been better than Denny. I've been better than Denny's. Where?
No. No Grand Slam breakfast for you. I mean, is that how you cry? It's not how you cry.
I've never seen him cry.
Oh.
I would love to.
I rarely do without a D in my mouth.
Or in your D.
D in my D.
D in your, no, a D in your B. Sense. I meant
oh,
to say.
A D in my B. In your B. Then I'm just smiling like a whittle angel.
And it comes out of your M.
Bang so hard.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I look like a chowder fountain.
Do you remember that scene in It's Always Sunny where Charlie goes, later dudes, S U in your A's, don't wear a C, and J all over your B's. Do you remember that?
No, but no. I love
to
that.
To this day, I don't know what any of that means, but...
I love that, though.
You're a fellow illiterate.
That's how he does it. I don't know.
But... Oh, yeah, he can't read. That's a great bit.
I
forget about that.
I love it.
Love that he can't read.
They did that in the new season opener.
I haven't been watching.
Yeah, they get some card, and he's like, it must be in some kind of Austrian, or and it's just English.
Terrible. Reads it. Who killed Danny Targaryen? John, while you're spoiling everything. God.
It was... No,
you don't care. You don't watch that show. You don't got.
I watched my Game of Thrones.
I'm
not happy. I named my daughter Daenerys, and then they did that to her.
Daenerys. That was the Queen of Dragons.
Your daughter being the crusty sock that's currently in your hamper, or what?
Yeah,
is that your daughter?
That is my daughter, right. And I was prepared to put her through public school. I was going to fill out the proper paperwork to get her granted non-person humanhood, or non-human
status.
Personhood. There we go.
Prepared to put her through public school.
Yeah.
All the way.
It was going to be a tough road for my little Danny, but I was going to be there for her.
Aww.
Through those awkward times. Yeah. That second grade photo where she'd be missing her front teeth. Oh.
No. Is that a second grade photo? That's like a kindergarten photo, isn't it?
That's whenever they don't listen.
Whoa!
Oh!
Johnny Papa Jr.
Hey.
What year Johnny did they get two wives and mouth to mow the lawn? Bingo bango.
Oh my god. Bingo bango bongo. That's what you gotta say.
Yeah.
Bingo bango bongo. Say that 25 times.
Can you imagine her as the homecoming queen? Eva screaming at her, trying to les out on her.
You were the homecoming queen? That's awesome.
No.
Oh, I was like, what? I'm very
no, Eva just sits there.
No, like, this is him.
Yeah.
If I showed up at the reunion.
Yeah, no, Eva, the homecoming parade literally passes by your house.
It does. Right?
Yeah.
So the homecoming parade goes right by my house.
She sets up like
just
a
hop
seat.
On one of the floats. Just hop on one of the floats, you know?
Yeah.
They'll think I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
The float's bending. It's not moving forward. There's too much weight. Eva shoves off one of the juniors. It's going to take more than that.
I feel like Papa's Basement needs to sponsor a float in the next Chantilly High School reunion.
Amazing.
You know?
Oh God,
the good news
amazing.
Is you could fit all of your subscribers on it. Zing, pow, boom. Set up premise punchline. Whoa, Eva.
Sorry.
That's expensive equipment.
Eva, yeah, sets up her little lawn chair like 6 a.m. day of.
With my pillowcase for candy.
With your megaphone.
Pillowcase.
Like candy. Pillowcase.
Candy.
Candy makes you dandy.
Hey, boy, do you want a gobstopper? I've got something else that won't melt in your mouth.
Hello, boy.
Come earn it, boy.
Chantilly High. The Warriors. No, the Chargers.
The Chargers.
The Chantilly Chargers.
Yeah.
Nice.
John, what sport did you letter in? The AV club?
You lettered in academics, I'm sure.
No, I did nothing. Yeah. I would show up at a couple of the nerdier things like once a year, and then I would just put them in the yearbook, and they never verified anything. So I was like, technically in math club, years 1 through 4. How many times did I go to math club? 4 times.
Nice.
I lettered in theater.
Yeah, you actually did things.
You get a
no,
letter
I
for
mean,
that?
I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what letter?
The C.
Oh,
yeah, the Charger.
Big C.
Yeah, the big C. I was a state champ too in theater.
In what? In theater?
Mm-hmm.
They have competitions.
They do.
How do you compete in theater? Are you making this up?
Have
you
ever
compete in theater?
Have you ever seen Backroom Casting?
No,
couch?
Northern Virginia. Ha ha ha.
I have. That's the thing.
And I have seen that.
Chose the couch.
Chose the couch. No, he's the guy.
Good object work, Joe.
Oh, God. That's too funny.
No, Northern Virginia High School Theater League. It's a one-act play competition. And my teacher, who retired 2 years ago, Mr. Ed Monk.
Ed Monk.
Shout
Ed
out.
Monk, great guy.
Eddie Bees.
Great guy.
Eddie Bees.
He is a published playwright. And he wrote this play, Going to School. And we did it. It's all about a kid getting dropped off at his first day at college. I played the mom. Mm-hmm.
What about his other play?
Cut.
AIDS, SNL, and Showtime at the Apollo.
Okay.
Joe Gagliardi's one-man show.
You're like a human derailing machine.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sorry.
No, but we won. We did, you know, like regionals, districts, states, which was in Charlottesville, and we won. And I won Best Actress.
Did you really?
I did.
Now I kind of want to derail because it's not funny anymore.
I thought,
where's the punchline?
Right,
there's no punchline.
You're just like bragging about yourself.
I am.
Like, I'm an amazing person.
The punchline is the three
yeah,
lines.
In high school. Look at me now. I'm like living at home.
The punchline.
Doing this stupid podcast. Say,
this is the punchline.
This is the punchline is right punch here. I mean, sitting here.
It's just, I won a championship.
I'm just going to edit in 98 rim shots in a row.
Yeah.
After she discloses
this. Is
and,
the
now, and now I'm the talent squeezed between these two fat buns
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In this S sandwich.
This is the punchline.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is the punchline.
The sandwich you wouldn't even eat in your papa's basement.
Yeah.
So Shane Gillis.
So you didn't go to the reunion. You can't see why. How I would think a reunion would be, you know. I don't go to mine because I'm not into that. But like, I'm gonna tell you right now, if I ever make something out of myself, I'll be at that reunion.
When is yours?
Just crash,
how old are you?
Crashing Ferraris.
He's like a couple months younger than me. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you graduated '99.
'99.
As well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This year. Oh yeah, this was 20 years. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. So your reunion's like now.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm pressed about it. I went to all boys Catholic high school in Baltimore. I don't want to.
Oh man.
I mean, that was
how's the tail on those.
Yikes! I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Was there like a sister school? A lot of Catholic schools have.
Yeah, there was a sister school. Yeah.
So it'd probably be together, right?
No, they were several miles apart.
No, but I mean the reunion might be together.
Oh no, not as far as I know. Okay. I don't think so.
Yeah, I try to keep it gay.
Good morning, Baltimore.
I mean, on the one hand, I do wonder what
called filial love.
I've never set Papa Giorgio up for a joke better than I am about to right now. But okay. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it.
All right,
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I don't know what would come of me. I don't know what would happen to
He's holding his finger out. Do you want me to drop trowel and sit on it? Is that a joke?
If there were girls in my high school,
uh-huh.
I would be even less of whatever I am now, I'm pretty sure, because I would have been like, just, I mean, right? I'm a teenage boy.
Okay.
You're in a high school, which I never had girls in my high school, so I envision being like, my son is in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I tell him all the time, dude, I was a teenage boy once, man. You can't go chasing that. You can't go following the other head around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be smart about your act. Like, you're in school to learn, make friends, pursue sports, passion, whatever it is. But, like, as far as I can tell, all these kids are doing is banging each other.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, they had to take the doors off of the bathrooms in my son's high school because people were in there just blowing each other left and right.
I've seen episodes of Oz.
I think it's because of vaping, too. That's why a lot of schools are taking.
Oh, maybe. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Because kids were vaping.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I would have been paying attention to school is what I'm saying.
I mean, I was in an all dudes dorm my first year, and I thought, like, if I'm ever in like some sort of mixed dorm, I would just be banging it up. And all I did was like wait for my roommate to pass out and jack off. Like,
I didn't do.
That's literally my college experience.
I didn't do anything in high school. Like, it was just the last thing on my mind. It was.
I'm
all,
not
like,
saying I would have like been just, banging chick. I'm saying I would have been. I would have.
You
would
have been distracted.
I'd have been distracted.
I
yeah,
absolutely
I'm distracted.
In no way. I didn't learn to settle just for the sake of getting ass. Like, I can't tell you how many like perfectly fine fives wanted to f the ass out of me in high school, and I was just like, yeah, I want to jack it off to the you know the queen of the lacrosse field or whatever.
Right.
And I look back, and it's like, actually, not even fives. Like, really, there were some very attractive women, too. But for whatever reason, like, I remember a lot of times where I was, like, a senior, and they were a junior or some crap. And I'd mm-hmm. be like, back off, jailbait. I mean, I would have sex with them now, is what I'm saying, as long as they can give me valid ID.
As long as they haven't had children.
Pretty much, yeah.
Where is Chris O'Donnell when you need him? You know?
Robin?
Chris, no, it was not. What was that guy's name from the Catch a Predator show? Chris O'Donnell, wasn't it?
No, that's an actor.
I'm Chris O'Donnell. What was that guy's name? He would walk out from behind
the curtain.
You're
making me forget it.
And Papa Giorgio would be sitting there like with booze and some condoms.
Yeah, no,
I wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to do anything.
My Bartles and James and my Burgers cookies.
I'm Chris Sampson.
It's not Chris Sampson.
Chris Hardwick, okay?
No, it's not. Stop.
Christopher Reeves. I don't know.
No. he comes out in his wheelchair. I'm Christopher Reeves.
Is it Matthews?
Sam O'Donnell. What's his name?
Chris Matthews.
I'm
Hardball.
The Big Lebowski. I don't know. What was that guy's name? To catch a Predator. Put it in there. It's. I guarantee you it's on the
Chris top. Hansen. Yeah.
Chris Hansen. You dumb son of a bee. God, not you, Eva. John, I'm talking to you.
I know.
Yeah, you know. She already knows. She knows. He knows.
I know where the abuse
goes.
Yeah.
So he comes out, you know. Get that guy. Yeah. Chris, whatever his name is. Chris, I already forgot. Chris Jansen.
Yeah.
Hansen.
Chris Mbop. I don't care. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. You know?
No, I just.
When you said you would bang them now, I thought you were saying you would bang them now in their
childhood states.
But you were saying you would bang them now. Now.
No, you were definitely right the first time.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I said. There we go.
You got it twisted. Yeah. I'm saying I would eat a cookie fresh off the conveyor belt these days. Like, you know, and midnight, you're 18. I'd be fine with that now. I don't know why.
Really?
No, okay, look.
Really?
Physically, I'd be more than okay with it. As long as, I don't know, they had some sort of apparatus on their face that kept them from opening their mouth in any way.
Okay.
You know, that makes it less evil, right? Yeah.
I guess.
Like, they had to wear the scream mask and had the ball gag in.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Like, that I would do. But
Eva, you would not, if there was, like, an 18-year-old, no. like, just stud muffin that walked in here and was like, Eva, you're the Zeus to my, wait, no, you're the Aphrodite to my Zeus or whatever? What was the big female guy? Whatever. You
no,
right.
I mean,
you
I wouldn't for a lot of reasons, but no. No.
No, I mean, I'm with you guys, man. You can't, that's nothing but, that's nothing
I
but
said 18.
No, I'm talking about 18, that's what I'm saying, 18.
He's talking
said like
18.
He said a newly minted 18, newly minted 18.
Okay, all right.
It's just not, I mean, because, that's just not any right, man.
No. Okay, morality police. I'm just, look, man. It's,
no, I'm,
it's
I see
been,
what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Like, physically, it's one thing, but, like, you got to be, you know, like, emotionally, I logically.
Whatever. I don't, also, sounds an 18-year-old like, dude, that's like gross. Like, 18-year-old dudes are gross.
Joel
like,
over here, I'm just calling him Joel now. Joel. He needs to really be cajoled to get his flower to open. Like, he really needs.
I mean, he needs love.
If yeah. That feels
I think
like.
That's nice.
I guess, so look, I don't know. I mean, everybody's attracted to whatever they're attracted to. If there was an 18-year-old girl that was like, I really love John Papa Giorgio. Yeah. I'm really attracted to him. I'd be like, that's cool. How high were you dropped when you were born? Like, were you, did they hold you up, the doctor hold you above his head and throw you across the room? Or?
That's how she checked if they were just breathing, yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of spanking her, just whipped her head.
Just bank. Right yeah. Thing. But. No, I mean, I guess if, I don't know, people are entitled to be into whatever they're into, but like if you're out there
thing.
Like seducing.
No,
oh, no.
I was putting like, zero effort. Yeah, I'm putting in like zero effort.
Zero
I'm talking,
effort.
This is dropped from the heavens. Yeah. And she's like, hey, you want to do it? I'm like, all right, cool.
There's a show like that now where it's like.
I watched that show.
You seen that show?
Just an 18-year-old dropped into a room with a horny fat old guy and they have sex. I'd watch that show.
Watch that show. You'd star in that show. What are you talking about?
I might watch
you'd be the leading,
it, too.
You'd be the leading man.
Of course you would.
I might watch it,
too. Oh, now Eva's into it. A minute ago, it was disgusting. Now Eva's like, sign me up.
No, I mean, I might watch that show. Yeah. I don't know.
You wouldn't watch an episode of Poppers? You would not watch an episode.
That's what you're calling it?
Yeah, Poppers.
Poppers? Yeah. Oh, Poppers. I get it. Jalapeno Poppers.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, there's a show now, legitimately, where it's, like, old, rich dudes that are dating, like, bizarrely younger women. I mean, of age, but still, there was one where this girl was, like, 19 or 20 with this, like, late 40s, maybe early 50s, like, trazillionaire.
Okay.
And they were sitting at dinner with all these other adults, and this one, like, she had to be, like,
I mean, this is, okay, this is my nightmare scenario. Because when you're just sleeping with someone and it's you together, you can kind of enter your own little world where it works. And then when, you know...
you open yourself up to judgment, yeah.
You know, it's like Marwin, the make-pretend movie with Steve Carell from The Office. Like, you can, if you're alone, you're with one other person, you can find something that works for the two of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had to try out the much younger broad before with friends who are of age. And it's just like,
this is hell.
I just want to go back home and like... forget this happened and then bang you again. Like, that's
go back to our reality.
Exactly. Go back to our shared reality because reality sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having to rob a cradle to get some cash.
So, where's the threshold then? Because I had a when I was in my, like, a few years ago, when I was in my early 30s, I had a friend who was a few years older. So, he was in his late 30s.
Okay.
And he was hooking up. I mean, he was dating, I guess, hooking up with regularly this chick who was a Redskins cheerleader. Who, if I'm not mistaken, had either just turned 21 or may have even been younger than 21. Something. Okay. I think she had just turned 21.
Well,
so and she was like, she looked probably like she was, she probably looked like she was 16. I mean, she looked very young.
Okay,
so, I mean, it
jacket
was,
break.
It was, no, I'm just, but the thing was, here's the thing though. I mean, I say she's a smoke show after I say she just looked like she was 16. We got to separate those two thoughts.
No,
she looked young. No, but the thing is, everybody that saw her, nobody's ever concerned about her age. Everybody was always like, God, she's so hot. I can't believe that high five.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So my question is, where's the threshold, right? Like, you can't, I mean, you can't be out there, you know, hooking up with 18-year-olds. That's messed up, man. That's not messed up.
Hell on the wallet.
You know? But like, where would you, if you were on like a dating site, you know how, on dating sites, You have to set the little bar. Like, you want to meet women from 18 to what?
Right. I thought
Where would you set that bar?
I think about when I was 30-ish or 30, God, maybe early 30s, I had Tinder or something set to 18 because I was like, I just want to blow a load, dude. I don't care. In my late 30s, I couldn't tolerate that. But, I mean, again, why not just have it there in case there is some 18-year-old with horrible scars in this world who's like, yeah, fat podcast or just dump it down my gullet, you know? Like,
Oh, all right. Well, you took it, you know, there's the line and there's...
But, I like
Giorgio.
How you said podcaster.
Olympus Fitness
She's
member.
Danish.
Member of Olympus Fitness.
A podcaster.
I heard your podcast.
Was the Stroopwafels. Yes. But no, so...
We are very open.
Let me ask you this. Eva. This question is for Eva.
Yes.
Okay.
If, let's say I'm on Tinder,
Okay.
And I'm swiping. Which one is the one? Would you like it? You swipe right. Is that the one you like?
I don't know.
Whatever it is. So I'm swiping. I'm liking all these pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I like a picture. Just I'm not looking at the ages. I'm just looking at the pictures. So let's say I like a picture of a girl who's 18. She sends me a message. I don't know how Tinder works. You send a message and you get a bang.
You like
that
each
works.
Other. And
the
then
point
it says
is, you like each other, and it's like it's abundantly clear we're just fucking. Everybody, you know, I can't keep dropping F-bombs.
No, it's fine.
We're just hooking up. You know, this is just a sexual thing. We're just F-buddies. Is that okay? Yes or no? If the girl is the one that's like, you know.
She's 18.
She's clearly, yeah, of course. Yeah. She's 18, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old does the guy have to be before it gets like, you in your mind, it gets like ridiculous?
Girls are a very different thing. Like, I'll answer for Eve.
No, you will not. I think that. Jeez, I don't know. I do think that women reach a certain level of maturity before men do. I think an 18-year-old woman is more mature than an 18-year-old boy.
Oh, that's just that's racist.
Thank you. Go on. So I need this in writing.
I don't. A law's a law. If you're 18, you can do whatever you want, you know, except for drink. Legally.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I'm saying like morally, like
you
for you,
me,
I don't
for
want
me, I think that like when a guy gets into like his 40s, late 30s, and he's like, if he's dating an 18-year-old, I think that's gross.
I thought you were asking her what she would do age-wise.
I clearly was, but she gave me her progressive platitudes.
Oh, I would never. 18 is too young.
Yeah.
Gross.
I know,
but like, what is your...
I wouldn't be able to reconcile that.
You are,
what is my... What's too old for me?
You're 25, yeah.
I'm not 25. I'm 35.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I don't care.
We'll edit. We'll edit post-show.
Yeah.
What?
We'll edit post-show.
I have to sell this show, damn you.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So you're 12.
I'm 12.
Peddling to the Epstein crowd.
Right. What's too old for me? I don't know.
No. What's too young? I think he's asking, like, what would
like,
your
I'm talking about, like,
be?
Dating. I'm saying, like, dating-wise.
I think that 27.
27.
Yeah. Would
be the youngest I would go.
Yeah.
I think realistically for
26, 27.
So are we talking the mythical papa that's moved out of his house, lives in New York, just keep going with this, and he's just trying to get the venom out for the first time in years?
Right.
Or are we talking, like, papa has... gotten the venom out and now he's like, hey, maybe I'm looking like for something I might pursue seriously.
Yes.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if you're in a consenting hookup situation with someone that's of over 18, as long as everybody's on board, I mean, who cares?
All right.
If you're doing your normal route where like you're roofing the bejesus out of somebody, I got a problem with that.
Yeah,
you know?
Just weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, just weekend, just absolutely, just you know, Bill Cosby. You know, ridiculous.
Pretty much like I roofie them, and then it's that scene where Tony kills. Thanks, Eve. That scene where Tony kills Christopher by holding his nose shut.
Thank you. I'll never pass a drug test.
Into the mic.
I'll never pass a drug test.
Joe, please take a photo of that.
Oh, I really should. And then we'll post it on Papa's basement.
What am I doing for the weekend at Bernie's?
Holding
into
your nose. Into, yeah. Weekend at Bernie's into the corpse of Christopher. Thank you.
I'll never pass a drug test.
As the live comfortably numb plays in the background.
That's priceless, man. That's priceless.
Calm. Christopher's dead.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Tony, really?
I don't remember. How did he kill Chris? How did he kill Chris? Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Was he was passed out on drugs or something?
Oh, my God. They got in a car accident.
I don't friggin' remember how he did that.
Jesus. All right.
The worst Italian ever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was like 40 years ago. And
yeah, but haven't you watched every episode
like
25
times?
I own every episode.
Well, then watch
Why
them
wouldn't
instead
you
of your
remember?
Goddamn VHS.
I don't want to remember when my
Bill Withers.
One of my heroes let me down. No.
After SNL.
You can understand that for Italians, The Sopranos is either like you hate it because it's like racist and anti-Italian, or you love it because you're like, I get it.
The acting's so good.
It's the best show.
It's the best show.
It's a phenomenal show, man.
It's
yeah.
the great. I don't understand people that don't watch it, that have never seen it. I don't get it.
I just can't remember how. Moltisanti was one of my. I love that guy, man.
He's a great actor.
Okay, so what is it? They. What's
they get in a car accident
because two girls are like in their
Chris
lane.
Chris is driving. He's supposedly quote unquote clean.
Yeah.
And I believe he is on some sort of like he has to be clean with the police. He tells Tony, he mumbles as they, you know, they're both very hurt from the car accident. He mumbles to Tony, "I'll never pass a drug test. I'll never pass a drug test." And Tony is so over his addict s that he just goes
we're
over
past
to
an
him.
Hour you can say shit
all right know, yeah. it, over his addict shit he just goes over to him and plugs his nose until he,
yeah he just holds his nose and
until
like,
he dies,
God, I blocked that out apparently. I don't
yeah
remember.
It was awful. It was awful. I remember like screaming. I was Carmella.
And Moltisanti was just too hurt to fight back. What
yeah
the hell?
Yeah, he was like really fucked up from
they
the
were
accident.
Both fucked. Like Tony yeah. Tony's like, well, he's also like 9,000 pounds, but he's like getting out and like trying, you know, reaching over, and he can bear. They're both really hurt.
Jeez, I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
man, that's a shame. What do we think about The Sopranos ending? I was in Iraq. I was sitting in Iraq when The Sopranos ended.
Iraq.
And I was watching. Did I say it wrong? Is it Iraq?
Iraq.
Iraq.
Sorry, my mom grew up in Iran.
Iran.
So I say it.
Iraq.
Iran. Iraq.
Is she Iranian?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, she's Iranian.
How do you grow up in, what? Why was she in Iran?
That's, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice.
that's a great reaction.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm suspicious. But no, the ending. So
suspicious mind.
we used to get, in Iraq, people would send us like bootleg, pirated, digital, you know, like.
Porn.
There's no, well, yeah, yeah, obviously.
They would send you
but
flashlights.
There's no.
Gently used.
You can't watch. There's no live, like The Sopranos was not live, so we would watch like a week late or something. Mm-hmm. Or, like some, you know, we get a bootleg copy of it. And I'm on this computer with a bunch of Marines watching the last episode of The Sopranos on a shared, like a shared drive or something.
Uh-huh.
And of course, at the end, when it fades to black, we're smacking the computer like
black.
Yeah, you think
or cuts
it,
to black,
yeah,
whatever
it
was.
Fade, it cut.
Well, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
When it
this is theater of the mind. God damn you! It's important.
When it rack focused to black, you guys don't even know what that is, do you?
No.
You ever see rack focus where like the person stays in the same focus but the background goes out of focus? You ever see
that's
like
that's a good fellow's.
That's called a rack focus. You didn't know that, Eva? Get out of here.
It's called EDAC focus.
And that's our show. But no, so yeah, I thought for sure, I was like really pissed because nobody kept the bootlegs going for the credits, so it went to black and then it ended and we were like, you gotta be kidding me, dude, like we've been waiting for however long for this, and anyway.
You had to call back to civilization.
That was my experience.
Figure it out. No, I love it. It's the all-timer, man. There's
the ending? You happy with the ending?
Oh, I love the ending too. Love the ending
did
too.
So what do we think? Did he die?
He died.
Didn't one of the showrunners come out and confirm that like, yes, that we were saying that Tony Soprano got whacked in that moment.
I pretty much, like, I believe he's alive, but he died.
He died.
Well, he died. Because otherwise, like, what was the point of that whole cut to black? You know, like,
everything was from his perspective.
Yeah.
You know, you're seeing everything from his perspective, and that was just him dying.
So it was the guy out of the bathroom?
The members only jacket.
In the members only.
Oh, yeah, members only. That was the name of the episode, I remember.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll never know. You know, it's all right.
It's all right.
Okay, are we done?
I mean, I don't
know.
Are
you? So Shane Gillis.
Do you have to get to Olympus Fitness or?
Olympus
what time
Fitness.
Do they close? What time do they close? They close it.
So to answer the question, I would say cutoff is like 27, 28.
Oh, we still talking about? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Back
it's
to
very
you.
Important.
For dating. Like, so in other words, you think you would have something in common, like enough to date, like to spend all your waking time with a 27, 28 year old, you think?
Yeah, I didn't say 12. Like,
no, I'm just saying. I'm just, because that's the problem, right? Like, what are you gonna?
Right.
You're gonna sit around with an 18 year old and talk about what?
Oh, Fortnite. 28 year old. You want to get Chipotle and watch Orange Is the New Black? Yeah, I think I can manage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You want to stream Pokemon Go or whatever that?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. You want to fucking play Switch? Oh, my dick went in your puss. We figured that out too. Whatever.
Oh, okay. I tripped, fell, and landed on your dick. All right. right.
Yeah, God, we ended high, man. We ended so powerfully.
Powerful.
All right, let's get the outro going.
Bing!
There's finale music. There's finale music. There's finale music. There's finale music.
Wait for it. Wait for the sweat wipe. There it is. There's the sweat wipe. He literally just sweat all over the board.
Union.
Everybody! That was Papa's Basement. I hope you liked it. If you didn't, fuck your mother! So, youtube.com/Papa's Basement if you want to watch videos of us. We're on iTunes, PAPA*S Basement. Stitcher, find Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio, at PAPA*S Basement on all social media. Eva doesn't really do social media. She's not a...
Good for you.
Yeah, Eva, good like, eats right and gets laid. Shit.
Doing the damn thing.
This queer mode shit. She's got better things to do. Joe Gagliardi, I don't know.
Send it, man, at Joe Gagliardi on
Joey
Facebook.
Joey the Comedian.
Yeah. At the Mighty Joey G.
The Mighty Joey G.
The Mighty Joey G.
Gabba gooba booba booba.
Spaghetti.
That was me speaking Italian. It's a Sicilian dialect.
That's there's no accent there. You can't just do an Eva, the acting chops. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man, terrible. You're amongst talented folks, and by that I mean Eva.
Till the next one.
Bye.
So Shane Gillis.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.